This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Partnership is still going strong with events planned for the summer months and good working relationships with local farmers, soil and water districts, and state associations. Today, we'll check in with natural resource conservationist for American Farmland Trust, Chris Reynolds, about those upcoming events and what else the group has been working on.
I think things are going really well. I think everybody wishes the weather would cooperate with us a little better. We've had a lot of rainfall, of course, across central Illinois and especially in that upper Macoupin watershed. And what we do with American Farmland Trust is we're leading a partnership of a lot of different state and local partners in that area to help reduce the amount of phosphorus pollution in the watershed. And a couple years ago, the watershed was identified as one of the higher load producing watersheds for phosphorus in the state. And so that's why we've, working in that watershed and have made it a priority to work with the Upper Macoupin Creek Steering Committee, that's made up of a lot of volunteer farmers and partners in the area to, try to come up with some practices to help reduce the amount of erosion that's taking place and hopefully ultimately reduce the amount of phosphorus that's being lost eventually to the Gulf of Mexico. So, I think we have a really great group of individuals on that steering committee and a really great diverse group of partners in that watershed that are helping to lead us to, to hopefully reach our goals in phosphorus reduction.
So, Chris, you mentioned we have had a lot of rainfall in this area, and has that changed anything with the work that you're doing? I mean, has it raised any eyebrows as far as we need to watch nutrient runoff closer? It's more of an issue this year, or did it change anything at all?
Yeah, I think, at our last steering committee meeting, there was discussion about the amount of erosion that had taken place. And when you have that amount of rainfall during that time of the year, you really just have the perfect storm when it comes to erosion. And so there's definitely concerns there, and I think we can, hopefully along with the local SWCD and NRCS, producers, farmers, landowners can work with those guys to help develop some plans to reduce that risk that is out there.
Yeah, okay. Well, definitely makes sense, and we just hope that we don't receive that much rainfall going forward into the summer months, I guess.
Yeah, we continue to get some rain but it comes in the right amounts and at the right times. And I think that's what's been frustrating is the frequency and amounts of rainfall that we've been getting at different times. And, it's tough to work in those conditions. It's tough to, try to plan for that type of events.
Definitely. Mother Nature is not always our friend, but we'll take the rain when we can get it. Chris, sounds like everything's going well, and I know a couple of events coming up this summer.
Yeah, we've got a couple great events coming up. One's coming up here in June. It'll be coming up before we know it, the Women Landowners Learning Circle event, and this is available for anybody in Macoupin County or the surrounding areas. And this is catered basically to women farmers and landowners, interested persons that are wanting to learn more about what they can do on their land to voluntarily help reduce the amount of fugitive nutrients that are leaving their farms. This is an all-day event on Wednesday, June 28th. They'll start out at the University of Illinois Extension Office there in Macoupin County in Carlinville. Dr. Laura Christensen from the University of Illinois will be there to speak a little bit about what actually takes place with nutrients and the cycling of those nutrients through the plant and through the soil. So very excited to bring her into the area to talk with her. She's fairly new in the state and is doing a lot of really good work with water quality here in Illinois. The tour will also have some travel throughout the watershed and through the county to look at some practices that are going on in the county that are being used to to help reduce the amount of nutrient runoff.
Well, sounds like a great workshop, and you said June 28th, open to any lady with an interest, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely, and for more information, get a hold of the Soil and Water Conservation District. They're in Carlinville at Macoupin County, and they can get you registered for that event. It is a free event. Lunch is also provided at that event, so, you know, we welcome anybody that's interested in learning more about what they can do on their farm. Get a hold of them at their office, and there is also an online option for registration that they can help you out with if you'd like to do that as well.
All right, sounds easy enough, and so that is on June 28th, and then later on this summer, something else to look forward to in August.
Yeah, we've got a summer field day going on on August 17th. I'm very excited. We're going to be bringing in James Horman, who is a regional soil health specialist. So soil health is obviously gaining some traction. A lot of people are becoming more interested in the health of their soil and what practices and what activities can be done to improve that soil health. So Mr. Horman is with the USDA. He is previously was with Ohio State University and has done a lot of work with phosphorus research and the movement of phosphorus in the soil and how it's lost and different ways that we can look at utilizing some of our best management practices to keep it in the soil and help use it for the crop. So we're very excited to be bringing him in to Illinois. And at that event, we'll be starting in the morning. We will have some short presentations at the Hyen Farm west of Gillespie. But then what's really good about this event is we're going to get to go to the field and look at strip till taking place in a wheat field setting, weather permitting, of course. But one of the practices that we're promoting in the watershed is strip tillage and deep placement of those nutrients to help keep them in the soil to be used for the crop. So hopefully we'll get to demonstrate strip till with the Soil Warrior and Environmental Tillage Systems is one of our partners in that watershed. And so we're excited about being able to look at that on the land and also look at some cover crops after wheat. So I think it's really shaping up to be a really exciting field day. The local pork producers will be cooking lunch for us as well. So very exciting event that we've got coming up in August. And again, contact the local Soil and Water for more information about that event.
Well, it sounds like a perfect day. It'll be August, so it's probably going to be warm, but food, and you'll get to be outside. So what more can you ask for, right?
That's right.
Chris, anything else on your mind today as we wrap up? Any final thoughts you'd like to share with us?
Well, I just want to urge farmers in that watershed and in Macoupin County that we do have, you know, a lot of opportunities there, both technical assistance opportunities and financial assistance opportunities with the Regional Conservation Practice Partnership Program. There will be some funding available to farmers in that watershed, and it's never too early to go in and start working on conservation planning with the local folks there at the office and developing a plan that can ultimately lead to the potential for some financial assistance for some of those practices that are going to help us with this nutrient loss reduction. Also, as you go in to certify your acres this year, there will be a survey available. It's a voluntary survey, and just want to encourage guys to fill that out. It's a conservation practices baseline survey to kind of give us an idea of where we're at with the adoption of some of these practices, and hopefully we can see down the road that we're making an impact and changing the way things are being done in that watershed, and we hope to bring another level of knowledge about conservation practices and conservation cropping systems to that area.
And thanks again to Chris Reynolds with American Farmland Trust for that update. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.